Welcome to Walking with My Dog Louie in Cork, Ireland. This is Paul O'Mahony, about 20 past 10 on Wednesday morning, walking along. If you can hear it in the background, there's a dove, there's a wren, there's a chaffinch, and there's a blackbird. Those ones I know for sure, because I've been using an app called, well, it doesn't matter what the name of the app is really, but I can tell you that that's what you're listening to. Meanwhile, the dog is walking well ahead, and I'm admiring the beech trees, the oak trees. Most of them are beech. It's so green here. Ferns by the side. Buttercups. They're not buttercups. Are they called ranunculus or something? Anyway, they're kind of things you'd call weeds if you had them in your garden. But they're beautiful yellow flowers. And this year I missed the bluebell woods. Missed them entirely. Didn't see one bluebell wood this year. Maybe it was while I was in Japan that the bluebell woods were at their height, off there looking for cherry blossoms while the bluebells bloomed. Oh, there's a blackbird with the yellow beak. Yes. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Anyway, I can't remember the details of that song. But it is a pretty one, isn't it? Nettles to the right of me. Blue bottle fly on the nettles. Yes, all these. Lots of flies on the nettles. Where have all the bees gone? That's what I want to know. I think nettle soup is best made with brand new nettles. I'm going to take a photo of this yellow flower. Because I want to put it alongside this piece of audio. I'm thinking a lot this morning of my good friend Simon Toon, who is a woodwalker. Yes, he walks through woods and he records sounds of himself walking through woods. And he talks about seeing deer and lots of other things, but when I'm listening to him, I have the feeling that I'm in the wood, because you can hear the sound of him walking and even the sound of him breathing. Did you hear that? Did you hear that loud sound? Musical. I think that was a blackbird, but I'd need to go checking because I'm not good enough yet. I'm going to walk down to the edge of the water here, to a place which has got a signpost saying, or a sign saying, meeting of the waters. That's what this place is called, and then it uses the word confluence, and I've always been intrigued, wondering who wrote that word. Now, I'm looking into the water, and I know that what's likely to happen here is that some small bird, maybe not all one type of small bird, is likely to flit across the top of that water if I stay here long enough. And I'm likely to be saying to myself, I don't know what that is. You know, if you close your eyes and I shut up and you listen to the sound of the water and the sound of the birds, I reckon you'll calm down and your life will be enhanced. Let's see. Now in the background, that's the electric van from the council carrying a piece or pulling a piece of machinery. I'm thinking that if I cut out that piece of audio of the water and the birds and I duplicate it a few times and I stitch them together so that I get 5 minutes of that, I could bottle it. And then, in the middle of the winter, when there's nothing very joyful around, I could play that. Especially the birds, but birds and water. Go together like love and marriage, birds and water. Go together like a horse and... Never mind, Paul. I see the blackberries are going to be coming here later on because the briars are the thing. Never mind. Clearly the brain isn't working today at all. Here we go. I see magpies. One for sorrow, two for joy. Three for a girl, four for a boy. Five for... Six, seven for a story that will never be told. I think it's time to go back to the studio. So, back to the studio.